Hello and welcome to the Supernatural Quest. I'm Veronica Vella and I'm going to be your host for the next 27 minutes. This is the innate love, the innate intelligence, part 3. So now we're going to unify the mind, body, spirit, the male, the female, the inner child. And as we unify and qualify this energy, we're going to begin with a meditation to create a cohesion within, because this first marriage, this alchemical marriage, this sacred marriage, this union, this communion, this inner personal commitment to yourself, because interpersonal is a relationship that must be built first. It is the foundation. It is your spiritual gravity. Without it, it's like building your house on sand. And we know how that turns out. So, with that in mind, we want to ground ourselves with our crown chakra in the sun and our feet into the earth, into magma, into ma. And we become a cosmic conduit for this energy. So now, find a space and a place where you can sit back and relax and take a moment to close your eyes. And let's begin this cosmic journey within. Let's begin to create a place, a dimension, if you will, in your own mind, in your own space and time, that you and only you are allowed to invest, manifest, rest, and be at peace within. This sacred space is absolutely, positively created just for you, uniquely, individually, innately for you. So, with a deep and gentle breath, close your eyes and allow yourself to look at the back of your eyelids as if they were a giant screen, and you focus directly in front of you as if you were driving a vehicle, so that you have your peripheral vision that you might see on both sides and in front as well. And in reality, let's remember that the more you look in the rearview mirror or the past, the more you dissipate entropy, the more you create a world that is loving and kind and generous. So looking forward, directly, peripherally, knowing that when we see energy of any nature, of divine design or the lack of, we continue to look directly ahead and use our peripheral view. I will tell you that the moment you cut your eyes from left to right, you will shift dimensions and lose what you have in sight. So maintain this integrity. Maintain your peripheral integrity, your spiritual foundation, your Christ-centered ability to focus on a reality that you truly want to create, that you truly want to manifest your energy in, so that it becomes you and the two become one. Breathing effortlessly and easily, gently but deeply, that part of your mind that's capable, able, and willing. We'll now move into a space where you see two chairs. The first chair will have Mrs. MRS, Queen, Empress, Goddess. It will be your female. Or you might just say, my female. The other chair will say, my male. It could also say Mr. It could say King. It could say Emperor. God. God of the innate creativity within this being. Because we are a spark of that magnificent, eternal solar logos. That conscious fire. And as these chairs sit there, they're empty. I want you to walk around in front of them. And as they are together, and they are empty, and you, as I have before, you take a knee. If you feel that you've neglected giving yourself forgiveness, tolerance, patience, love, adoration, compliments, inspiration, adulation, exaltation, if you have found that you've neglected in any way in being empowering to your male and your female self, I suggest you just get prostrate. Prostrate yourself right down on the ground and admit with forgiveness your inability to love yourself, your inability to go within and be your friend, be your lover, your life, your light, to be the cosmic connection to the supreme consciousness that only you can connect to and only you can communicate with. It's an internal job. It's an internal service. It's an internal connection. It's an internal duty to connect to the sacred, to the beginning. It's not about the ending of this journey. It's about the origins. It's about the beginning. So as you have your head to the ground, laying flat, what I call ground-hugging, grass-sucking kind of flat, I want you to admit to yourself the neglect and the great desire for everything that you've ever wanted has been external. Hardly ever has one time ever been about going within and being in gratitude for the breath, for the heartbeat, for the vision, the sound, the sight, for every corpuscle, for every vein, for every organ, for every system that operates innately, continually, consciously, unconsciously, visibly, invisibly, known, unknown. How it operates ceaselessly, tirelessly, loving you. I want you, as you put your head to the ground, I want you to tell yourself how grateful you are to be in the presence of such a magnificent, loyal, incredibly loyal, loving beingness, that we all aspire to acquire the loyalty, the royalty, the consistency, the honesty, the love, unconditional love. So if you've ever neglected looking at the face in the mirror and saying to it, I love you, I thank you, I have great gratitude. You've been with me from the moment I was conceived and until the moment I take my last breath and step, you accompany me. And from that point on, you assist me as a guide, as a teacher, as a preacher, as a lover, as an otherworldly being that will assist me into the next dimension as a multidimensional being. Remember, there's 10 senses, 5 for the physical and 5 for the invisible. The ones you operate in the visible with and the ones you operate in the invisible, the dream time, the dream world, the subconscious, the superconscious part of you. So as you dare not even look at these chairs, knowing how you've neglected the two that have loved you without cease and effortlessly, easily loving you, I want you to ask for forgiveness. I forgive you. You forgive me. I choose peace. Create a moment of total balance. Create a moment where you bring your opposites together, where your intellect, who thinks all the time and knows it all, and your emotion, who feels or wants to feel real, who wants to intuit and say, hey, I know space and time. I am the female conduit. Allow me to intuit. Allow me to be there for you. Sometimes the mental body can be aggressive, dominating, demanding. And with that in mind, we gentle down into a kindness. We are in the Milky Way. It is the milk of human kindness. It is the way of passivity. knowing that Great Creator is aware of every moment in time. And if allowed, we'll imbue it with that love light. If disallowed, if disowned, if neglected, if rejected, or not even acknowledged, then it goes without that gentle, kind warmth of complete adoration of you, spirit, soul. So remember to always choose your thoughts wisely, because they will become your friend in time or your enemy. So with every breath, we say to our male self, our female self, please forgive me. I forgive you. I choose peace. Forgive me, for I know not. Forgive me because I was trained and raised in a world where only the external is validated, where only that which my five senses can perceive and believe and think that it's real exists. Please forgive me. I now understand that you've been there all along. You were there from the beginning. You're there now. And you will see me through every avenue. You will see me through every dimension that my spirit soul must experience in order to manifest my most perfect self, my most perfect connection, my most perfect beam of energy, of light body. So now, let's give a bow to those two empty seats and pray that when we return in a time of meditation, that they will be filled with the people that we are, with our male or female. Our mental body, our emotional body will stand strong and in the light. And until then, imagine them to be who you are in your male and female form. So now let's turn around. Let's go forward. And let's look at the future. Let's look at the space and the place we want them to dwell. For there's also an inner child that has already been born, that is the joy, that is the beingness of purity, of inner sense, of innocence. And this child exists, and this babe requires love. It requires the gentle kindness of the Milky Way, the galactic, the lactic. The lactic feeds the babe, and the soul, the spirit soul, is the baby, is the inner child. So let's look and let's think about our dwelling, our home. It can be as simple as a yurt. It can be as magnificent as a crystal castle. It can be the home of your dreams. It can be the pad you live in right now. It can be the crib, your door. It can be your studio. But it's a home for your inner family. So let's now, in our mental energy, create the space and time. Let's create this building. Let's see that mountainside. Let's see that area, space and place, where nature flourishes, where you have your creek, your river, your lake, your ocean, where you have your forest, your trees, your dunes, where you have that which suits your ability to thrive, that gives you happiness, that gives you wholeness, that centers your body, mind, and soul. Remember, this is private property. Each individual, each person is given their own mental 20 acres, which eventually becomes their dimension. So in your mental 20 acres, I want you to imagine the space and place, the land, the blue skies, the green trees. I want you to see the home of your dreams. I want you to imagine that which would give you the joy that you were given from the beginning, from the origin. Take a moment and allow yourself to breathe in the ions, to breathe in the energy, the atmosphere of tranquility, of serenity, of bliss, of ecstasy. Because once you create your multidimensional home, you will always have it available to you for refugees. When you feel that you have been in a state of mind of neglect, when you feel that you have been abandoned by the world, by people, places, things, situations, when you feel that you are of zero value to any situation that seems that creation is at stake, or Mother Nature, the planets, your own neighborhood, Alpha to Omega, I want you to return to this home. So take your time and build it. You just simply close your eyes and look at the back of your eyelids. And with a simple prayer, I choose love. I choose peace. I choose to be at one with creation. You will find yourself back in that sacred space. So onward and upward, as you're manifesting, creating your inner acknowledgement, your inner home, I want you to move directly into your mind's eye. I want you to feel what is real. I want you to experience the part of you that has been waiting, that has been desiring, that has been offering to you with every dream, with every sleep mode, with every moment of visual meditation, with or without creation. It's waiting for your command. So begin to create that place where you can experience your peace. And you're unlimited. Your imagination is without limitation. You are created in the image of Prime Creator. You are created in the image of love. Therefore, you have zero limitations. And with that in mind, remember, if any energy entity, thought form, or being wants to enter your home, let them know. They have their own. We all have the same mother, but we have different fathers. So they have their own home. They have their own dimension. So if fear knocks at the door, you do not let it in. If a sense of anxiety taps on the window, you do not let it in. Tell it, no thank you. You may return home. This is your personal private 20 mental acres. It is yours and yours alone. You can make it as green as you want or as barren as you like. You can make it as fulfilling as you choose, or you can make it a desert where thirst and hunger reign. Or you can turn it into otherworldly atmosphere where you thrive with all of your unique individual energy and ideas. It's okay. It's innate. It's innate love. It was bestowed upon you from the moment you were a twinkle in the universe till that twinkle became a physical soul spirit, a mind body spirit, a trinary being. A trinary being that is very well aware of the fact that it is a living, breathing example of the loving light called the Milky Way. With each and every breath, from this point on, I want you to allow yourself the freedom to connect, the freedom to be aware, the freedom to care about the inner world, your inner sanctuary, that innate love. And as well as to be aware that it's okay to share, to allow it to flow. Left, it moves in through the body, left to right. Left is your female receiving, right is your male self managing, delivering. It's a cycle, it's a circle, it's a spiral upward. The only way out is up. So when you give horizontally, you give from that fourth chakra, you give as you give from all of the chakras. Just remember, you're giving as part of the flow. Do not expect what you give to be received in the same manner. So what you give is always in that spirit of giving of love versus sacrifice and entropy. Instead, you're in it versus of it. You're in it. You are a conduit for infinite, unconditional love light. The Milky Way produces every day, every moment, every second, with every breath, love light. It's like a circle, it's all-encompassing, without any opposite. So breathe in that Holy Spirit, which disconnected us as we were birthed by our mother, as we were feeding on the blood of her body, the sacred blood in the womb, as we were disconnected in birth and delivered, we inhaled, we were inspired, respired with the Holy Spirit. Just know that with every breath, Holy Spirit in, Holy Spirit out. You were created with that holy energy, completely, irreversibly, infinitely. So, with each and every breath, with all 10 senses, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 hands, visible 5 senses, invisible 5 senses, intact, we clap our hands in celebration of that union, of that creation, of that realization. With that in mind, every day, take time out to go home, to go inward, to make sure the sky is blue and the grass is green, the house is filled with love, filled with that awareness, with that attention, with that intention, with that love light. Because remember, you cannot give what you do not have. If you do not have that love light, that peace, that contentment, and that joy within, then how can you give it? So, when we think of joy, the inner child, as you build a house, your male and your female come together, present it to them. Just tell them, see them there, intend them there. And your inner child, it'll be you at 3-4 years old. And make inside of the house to be perfected to their comfort, to their needs, their wants, their loves. Fill up the kitchen with all those things that are healthy and loving and bright. Each one has their own space and room and time where it's filled with their, with the things that they thrive on. So remember, out of 24 hours a day, take at least 10% of that day and dedicate it to being with the family. You're their guardian angel. You're the only one allowed in. You're the only one that protects, guards, guides, observes, witnesses, and enjoys their unity. The trinary versus binary. So in a binary system, in a binary society, left, right, up, down, on, off, oh, one, oh, one, one, oh, you are trinary. And that third part of that trinity is your peace. Not that you're own, you're thinking and you're up and you're adamant and you're whole or you're off. But you're also at peace. So as we cultivate these feelings, these energies, these enjoyments, we will choose to focus on them as well. And always remember to remind yourself to take time out to take care of you. We will often seek outside stimulation, comfort, care, adoration, A to Z. I think there's an alphabet created just for that. But in reality, non-verbally, internally, you have an inner voice, a mind's eye, your inner senses, your innocence. And when the two come together, the male and the female, the mental, the emotional, they create joy, that inner child. So just remember, in your family, to create a space and a place that they are able to not only be individuals, but also come together in the family room. Come together so that they are able to share the unity. See them in the living area. See them holding one another, enjoying the close company. Because most often, everyone, not just us, but every human, every creature in the 3D physical tactile world, will seek out what is normal in the Milky Way, and that is touch, that is feeling, that is a mental stimulation, that is wanting to grow, wanting to move through the sands of time, move through the essence of being grounded. Once you begin to fulfill yourself with the energies of the innate love, the innate intelligence, then you're going to be able to radiate and give that love wherever you go versus looking for it in any one of those five senses. You will engage all 10 senses. So you'll be able to not only participate, but elevate. And together, we make it happen. Together, we celebrate the elevation of creation. Together, we're able to manifest and materialize that living love, that innate energy that's internal. We are able to manifest it external. And eventually, I see a world where we are all elevated from the inside out. It's all God-given and everyone has it, as long as we give each other an opportunity and a chance to go there with peace, without mass distraction, without some sort of toxicity that wants to lead us in the wrong direction, to spiral downward versus upward. But either way, they're all roads that all lead to the same place, the innate intelligence, the innate love, every breath, the gratitude, the latitude, the what we call that attitude of gratitude. That's a latitude. That's an atmosphere. That's a sense of love and well-being. And with that, I wish for you a daily meditation where you just sit and simply think about what I've said, or a meditation where you actually get in there and co-create. So with that in mind, until the next time, I want you to find that innate intelligence, that innate peace, that innate love. And we'll all share it together. Be well. Stay healthy. Big hugs.